Enzo walked to the front door where a black anchor hung on the wall. He breathed deeply, summoning resolve and determination, and pulled the rope on an old ship's bell bolted to the stonework. The peal of it rang sharply out across the bay, startling a line of seagulls on the quayside. There was no sound or sign of life from within. He rang the bell again, more vigorously this time. It was more than possible that Kerjean was still sleeping off whatever excesses he might have indulged in the night before. Finally, he saw a movement behind the glass and the door swung open. Kerjean looked bad in the cold light of day, which revealed a sickly pallor and deep shadows beneath his eyes. Silvered stubble covered his face, and his hair was a bird's nest of tangled, greasy curls. He wore a flannelette robe, and his bare feet drew the cold from a stone-flagged floor. He squinted at Enzo from behind puffy eyes.
"What the fuck do you want?"
"A word."
Enzo heard the tightness in his own voice. Kerjean stared at Enzo for a long time, conducting some internal debate. At length he said,
"You look like shit."
"So do you."
And for the first time, Enzo saw a smile light Kerjean's face. The man whom everyone believed had murdered Killian let the door swing open, and he turned away into the interior without a word. Enzo followed him into a large, square kitchen. Next to the door was a window that would flood the room with pink light at sunset. Opposite, a panelled glass door led out to an east-facing terrace. A long table sat in the centre of the room. A wood-burning Rayburn stove was set against the north wall, while cupboards and cabinets lined the others, shelves cluttered with jars and glasses and crockery. A little residual warmth emanated from the stove, and the table was littered with half a dozen empty beer bottles and the congealed debris of the previous night's meal. Enzo closed the door behind him. Kerjean found a pack of cigarettes on the table and lit one. He turned toward the Scotsman.
"So what word do you want, exactly?"
Enzo glared at him, barely able to hide his anger.
"You bastard!"
Kerjean stood his ground and smirked.
"That's two words, and I've heard them before."
"You nearly killed me last night."
"I saved your goddamned life, for what it's worth."
"You don't deny it, then?"
"Why should I? It's just you and me here and now. Your word against mine."
"Why did you do it?"
"Why did I do what?"
"Save my life."
"Contrary to popular opinion, monsieur, I am not a killer. But in spite of all my warnings, you'd been nosing around asking about me, poking your nose into the past. So I decided it was time to rough you up a bit, provide a little incentive to send you on your way."
He chuckled.
"But I didn't expect you to go throwing yourself into the true l'enfer."
"Enfer,"